cheery good morning to all of you. You're listening to Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. There was a man who had been very religious. He had tried various religions, but he found no peace. At last he decided to investigate what the Bible said concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. However, he came against this great doctrine of the incarnation, that God became man, and he said, "I can't believe that the supreme God would ever degrade himself to become a man." But this thought kept going over in his mind day and night. One day, he was out in the field, and as he was walking along, he saw a large anthill. Thousands of little creatures were busy gathering up food. He noticed that as his shadow came between them and the sun, there was a great flurry among them. Whether their eyes were such a character that they could observe such an immense giant was standing over them, I don't know. But they were frightened and ran hither and thither. When he stepped aside, he noticed that they went on their various ant activities as usual. As he stood looking at them, he said, "I wish I could make those little creatures understand my feelings toward them. They're evidently frightened because they don't know who I am or how I feel. Perhaps they're afraid that I'm some great monster that will crush them beneath my feet. How I would like to be able to give them to understand that I have nothing but love in my heart for every living creature." And then as he stood there, this thought came to him. "There's only one way that I could ever do that. If it would be possible for me in some way to compress my mentality into the brain of an ant so that I could have all of an ant's instincts and be able to communicate with my fellow ants and yet have a man's mind, I could do it." And then in a moment it flashed on him. That is what God has done in the person of Christ. He has come so near to this poor, suffering, sinning creatures that he has compressed deity into a body, into the humanity of a man, and thus he's able to make God known to us. This man said, "I turned away from that anthill a Christian." Happened that as he was going into a city called Nain, attended by his disciples and by a great multitude of people, and just as he drew near the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out to his burial, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a crowd of folk from the city went with her. When the Lord saw her, he had pity on her and said, "Do not weep." Then he went up and put his hand on the bier, and those that were carrying it stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to thee, rise up." The dead man sat up and spoke. Jesus gave him back to his mother, and they were all overcome with awe and said, praising God, "A great prophet has risen up among us. God has visited his people." And this story of him was noised abroad through all Judea and all the country round about.
Mm-hmm.